Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. Now, this is an interesting development just moments ago that Hamas has told negotiators they accept a ceasefire deal. The devil is always in the details here. All right. The conflicting story, why I think they're saying this to buy time and maybe get out of Dodge, Israel is moving in a manner that would indicate they're going to attack where you're told you can't attack in Gaza, Rafah. And I think that's why they're telling the mediators it's the old game with them. Israel's not fooling around this time. How many times have they gone after them? They killed some of them. And then they're right back committing October 7th again. So we'll see. Hard to tell on these developments. The only thing I can tell is that Israel is moving into position here. There is no doubt about it. All right, 855-839-1210. A couple of things. Here is the, this is cut 21, Biden deputy campaign manager. I mentioned Biden is going to give shorter speeches because they're saying they want to keep the focus on Trump, and we don't want to go off into all kinds of tangents here. Now this guy needs shorter steps, needs to have people blocking cameras to walk just to the helicopter, is putting a lid on it around the clock. And here's what his deputy campaign manager said the reason is for shorter speeches.
Look, our campaign believes in quality over quantity. We believe that these touches, these smaller things that are getting directly to the point about what is going on in the stakes of this election are going to be easier for voters to tap into and sort of also go out and say and talk to their friends and family about what's at stake. And I think that those are some simple things that we can say. Donald Trump is directly responsible for the fact that 1 in 3 women in this country of reproductive age are living under a national abortion ban. Donald Trump wants to destroy health care and rip away Social Security and Medicare. We've got to remove the clutter. Voters are tuning in, and we've got to get directly to the point. Donald Trump wants to be a dictator on day one, and he's saying that he's proud and that most people like that. We have to just remove all of the clutter and get it directly to the message to make it easy for voters to follow, understand, go out and communicate. And that's what we're doing in our field offices around the country. And that's what we're going to continue to do with our principals as we send them out over the country.
Yeah, of course. But let's talk about the overwhelming problem, legal immigration, inflation, things of that nature. Let's have conversations about that. Why was that not included in it? No, it's going to be Trump is a dictator, and we'll keep abortion for those of you in the suburbs without a doubt. Go do what you want. Have as many abortions as you want. Good night, everybody. Shorter and shorter speeches. All right. So I want to play one thing. I want to call on women listeners here maybe to get on board and disentangle this. Here is a group of women responding after they were asked what I think was meant to be a fun thing, and I think it was mainly in Great Britain they asked it originally. 6ABC got it, and they talked about it. Women were asked. This is how far it's gone. If you were in the woods, all right, well, what am I doing in the woods? Say, go with me. You're in the woods. Don't ask any questions about why you're in the woods by yourself, okay? And then you see either Dan or me, or you see a bear. Which one would you be more upset by, afraid of, you know, this guy in the woods, one of us? Hi, how you doing? Or the friendly bear? Listen to the exchange with these women that I want to ask you. Maybe there's a woman out there, and the reasons, I'll give you the reasons why 6 out of 7 women said, I'd be more afraid of the man.
Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Bear. Men are scary.
With a bear.
Depends what man, but probably a bear.
100% a bear, which is like terrifying to say, but
definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there.
A bear.
I would say a man.
All right. And they went on to say on Channel 6, they had this. It's been out there all over the place. The reasons are, you know, if the bear attacked you, you wouldn't have to explain yourself. What were you doing in the woods with Dom in the middle of the night? What were you doing out there? What kind of clothing did you have on? How many men have you slept with before? See, if it's a bear, the point is, these women are answering, well, everybody's going to feel sympathy for you. Everybody's going to know you did nothing to entice the bear to attack you, except listen to the show and think you could outrun it. 855-839-1210. So this is made, it's gone viral. It's out there. It was meant to be a funny thing, I think, originally. But then it got into the hands of a bunch of people who are using it to make a point that, yes, women see all men essentially in certain circumstances as potential rapists. So the bear is not as big of a deal as a man that's there. The one woman said, depending on it. So I asked women, is there any woman that seriously is going to say, as these women did, and it's not just them. I mean, there was a lot of this around this. I just gave you a brief part of it. Are you going to say, I'd be more afraid of the male in this situation? Not knowing who the male, but males in general versus bears in general. I thought it was kind of clever, kind of fun when they put it up there. All right, have a laugh with it. But then the rest of the report, there was one guy so enraged by this and one woman who spoke with all these reasons about, well, at least with the bear, you know that you didn't do anything wrong, that he started following her on Twitter and other places and trying to produce evidence why men shouldn't be disrespected in this manner. Oh, that set some people off. This guy going after this woman. He may have showed up at work. Now, that was a line over the line presenting evidence to her in some way, shape, or form. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. Is there anybody seriously that would answer, I'd be more afraid of the man? You can get in right now. All right. Shorter Biden speeches. We have that to look forward to. I often talk about the fact that I don't understand the Gallup poll. 3 straight months, illegal immigration is the number one thing and probably is going to be for several more months over inflation. But what's going on out in Delaware County? You're not going to hear as much of it since the Inquirer won't cover it. My buddy's over at the Delaware Valley Journal, though. Linda Stein's got a big piece up about what happened this past week. You know by now that the Republican Party allowed Democrats in changing times to overwhelm them, where the entire council, as I understand it, I believe, are all and almost all women Democrats who have taken a radical turn that's second to none in Delaware County. So there's fear that when the Catholic Church sold the Don Quinella property, the school that was out there, big property, you often heard about in the news, that these pesky progressives out there in Delaware County were planning on turning this into an illegal immigrant sanctuary. So at the most recent county meeting, you had people asking them to say that Delaware County is not a sanctuary county and it can no longer be a staging point for non-governmental operations that settle immigrants and won't open housing for illegal immigrants in the county. They thought they were going to do it at this Don Canoa. Well, this Delaware County Councilwoman Elaine Paul Schaefer arrived at a hearing on anti-Semitism, says the Delaware Valley Journal. She blamed her tardiness on the crowd at the council meeting. Quote, "I'm very sad to say I'm late tonight because I was at a council meeting in which there was an angry mob of 150 people, the Radnor resident said, and the hate speech we're hearing now, which is probably the reason, is directed at immigrants. It's really just characterizing our incredibly vibrant, wonderful immigrant community as just not human. It's really hard to hear." Well, Councilwoman, I'd love to have you come on the show, and we'll talk about this. Is that what it is, or are these people sniffing out what these Democrats were trying to do out there in Delaware County, use this site to bring in a lot of illegal immigrants that are already there in Delaware County or wanting to bring this way? They got stopped, someone sniffed it out, and now they don't like it, and it's a hate-filled mob. So are people in Delaware County at least going to ask themselves, are they going to side with her and say they would welcome illegal immigrants coming to a place like that? Are they on that side or not? I don't think they're on that side. Well, then why would you vote for someone like Biden who has made this problem so tangible, so real, that it could be coming to Delaware County? I don't know what's up, but these people out there believe there's some evidence. This is where they would go. She then engages and calls them a mob, a hate-filled mob, because they're bringing this up and they're saying, no, we're not going to let you do this in Delaware County. Now, this is exactly the type of thing coming off these Gallup reports about illegal immigration. Would she, can you imagine if she's in Radnor? Of all places, this woman's in Radnor. You think Radnor is going to be a sanctuary for hundreds, if not thousands, of people here illegally? You think she's going to get a property in Radnor that's going to say, yes, this is exactly what that we want? I challenge you. Come on the show. Tell us. You live in Radnor. Why are you attacking people who have had it? You're just lucky you're in there. The Republican Party lost its way, and any number of people moved to the suburbs that had values from Philadelphia. And for a brief period of time, you're riding roughshod. But how dare you call these people who don't want to be inflicted on them what you wouldn't inflict on Radnor? There's no way Radnor's going to be a sanctuary city in the sense of bringing in hundreds of people that are here illegally. Can you, and in Radnor, where you live? Let's put it in Radnor then, rather than putting it in a more middle-class community or lower middle-class in Delaware County. Maybe these people sniffed it out. They could see various things happening here that say, yeah, this is where it's coming next. No way this goes anywhere in Radnor. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. As I said, we'll talk with the Capitol Police Chief, Steve Sun, who's been with us before. This Daily Mail got a big interview, exclusive interview, long interview, with the guy who was in charge of communications for the D.C. National Guard. He was on the phone calls with General Milley and Pelosi and all these people. Talks about it extensively. And he references Stephen Sun, our guest, as someone who's aware of this whole thing. And he may have said it before on the show. Now he's backed up by a guy who was on the phone call. They didn't want the National Guard to go there because Trump would use them to overthrow the government. My God. All right. So is this guy making this stuff up? 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Let's go to Kevin in Newtown Square out there in Delaware County. Hey, Kevin, have you heard about this Gwinella thing?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have, Don.
Yeah. Well, what's and the but tell me what you're thinking.
It's terrible. It's just another example of the Democrats, the Communist Democratic Party, putting their hands into the working pocket of millions of Americans.
Is it Gwinella place in Marble Newtown? Is that where it is?
It's in Marple. It's in Broomall.
Oh, it's in Broomall.
It's in Broomall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a nice area. It's a very nice area.
Absolutely.
But just as you say, why not put it in Radnor? If she's such a hell-bent on getting somebody in there, let's put it in Radnor. Just see where next to her and see what she thinks.
Yeah, Radnor with the sanctuary cities. I would say that's probably in my top 10 of where it's not happening, along with Lower Marion and Chestnut Hill. I don't think you're seeing it there. All right, Kevin, who's your hat? What's the hat?
Popeye Doyle from the French Connection.
Yes, that is an all-time great hat wearing there by Gene Hackman. Saw it just the other night. Do you pick your toes in Poughkeepsie? Number of times he asked that just to torture the chase scene, too. The hat. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you do it. About 15 minutes, we'll talk with Stephen Sun about this. And this should, you know, one of the biggest things, the Bragg case, the point of the Bragg case is just to say that Trump is a felon, even with all this made-up stuff. That's all they wanted for a brief period of time, to get people to give them a reason to say, no, I can't vote for Trump. The core thing that they're running on, though, and somebody called in the first hour, it's not just abortion. It's on January 6th. Well, this undercuts the January 6th narrative tremendously. Why was the National Guard not brought in there sooner or as a prohibitive factor before we had the attack on the Capitol? Why not? That's what this guy on the phone call says. The reason, they said, Trump is going to get these people to overthrow the government, the National Guard. Black men from D.C. That's what he said to the Daily Mail. Big witness. This guy has to be called in. This guy is a prime witness for Republicans to get before the House and get that message out there more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. So Tom Brady has a roast. And Brady decides in the middle of this roast to go after people here in Philadelphia. He says Philly fans are a bunch of racist blank blank. All right. He also said, why would they have to put grease on the polls? Just rub on some of those people from Philadelphia on the polls. That would be enough. Now, I am not a fan of the roast. I'll tell you why. I've had to do a couple over the years. And I did it because it was somebody running for office, wanted me to, you know, I did the whole thing. Dan, because it always goes too far. Everybody has to top somebody else. You know, everybody has to get into something that's just not, it's hard to be funny and not be really taking shots, you know? Here's a guy who, in his own way, still would not acknowledge Nick Foles. Still hasn't acknowledged him. The pettiness of him, it really detracts from how good he was, and it just makes you wish he'd play again so, you know, he can get put down there pretty quickly. Philadelphia. He played in Boston. What city has had more racial trouble than Boston? How many documentaries have been done on Boston? And in Philadelphia, we have to hear this, and then the idea with people with the polls, just rub them on it. My God, among other things that went on with this. These things just go too far. Speaking of that, I got more on Howard Stern. Howard Stern now knocking down conspiracies about the Joe Biden interview. People saying Biden had an earpiece getting direction from the White House. And Stern wanted to do it, not to talk policy, but because of how thoughtful and engaging he thinks Biden is. My God, is there no depth that you can't sink to with this? Biden, thoughtful and engaging. All right, let's go to Joe and Broomall. And Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Tom. Hey, guys. Good morning. Good afternoon, I should say. And thank you for bringing up this topic about the Don Guanella property. I was recently at all the meetings, one from the our township and two with the county council. And let me point out there was no angry mobs. The sheriffs were overloaded in the room. They brought us in. They split us into two rooms. So it looked like where they filmed it, the one room looked like that had not enough people. That lady who left early didn't leave because of us. She left because she said she had another meeting. So what they did is they went behind our backs and wrote a letter to Secretary Pompeo volunteering that Delaware County would welcome being a sanctuary city or sanctuary county, I should say. I have the letter right in front of me.
This was during the Trump years you're talking about.
Yeah, this was in, let's see, I have a date, January 9th, 2020.
Okay.
So we're very upset, especially the people in this area. Originally, the rumor was that they were going to put illegal aliens in the building. Then after that got out, people were very upset. Then they said that they were going to make it a mental institute with a bus loop. So they would go around and collect patients from the area and bring them to the new mental institute or the mental hospital. Mm-hmm. And they would only have 29 beds there. But we know that it's going to go into a full-blown a circus, I would say, by the end. So
that's a pretty big property, yeah. So
215 acres.
Yeah. Wow.
So, like,
yeah.
80 acres or so are buildings that we want them to knock down and make it a park. The whole idea behind this thing was to make it a park so people can enjoy it, not to have who knows who wandering the property unsupervised.
I hear you. So, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for that report. We're on it. We'll continue to watch this. And yeah, I'd love to have this councilwoman on the county council there. It's maybe the worst. Well, it's hard to top Montgomery County, but see, there's a number of them. There's no minority representation somehow or another. It's just all Democrats. And they're running roughshod after all these years over Delaware County. So I could see why people think anything's possible with this massive property, well over 200 acres. And they want to be a sanctuary. Why don't they just announce they're a sanctuary? I don't understand why they went to Pompeo. Just announce that you want to be a, you will consider yourself a sanctuary county. Step, you know you want to do it. And then you call names at people who say, well, wait a minute. This is awfully curious. 855-839-1210. That will get you on board. And again, the Delaware Valley Journal is where you read these suburban stories like this. The Inquirer, until they find a narrative they like, yeah, this was an angry mob, hate speech and all. I mean, some people said some things that were pointed. The one says, I'll leave you with a quote from the greatest police chief in Delco history, Mike Chitwood. Not in my town, scumbags. Enough is enough. Leave Don Quinella alone. I love the Chitwood reference there. He was the greatest. One of the greatest in history. All right, let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Robert on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How you doing today?
Good.
I'm going to change my answer, and I'm keeping it short. I am going to make my answer the author of the following. I came to Philly where cops are banned. I do not like this Krasner land. I'm going to go with the Cat in the Hat. Yeah. You guys have a great day and keep having fun, man.
That's an all-timer? Okay, yes. I'm not sure if that's in a movie or film. We'll have to juggle with that. There probably was a cat in TV. The Cat in the Hat has been on. Jim Kenney even donned the Cat in the Hat several times. He kind of liked that, kind of fancy. And he, I haven't heard from anybody. I have a team of people out there to give me a Jim Kenney sighting. If we see him anywhere out there at Wegmans, or can you imagine where Jim Kenney is day to day? Oh, my goodness. All right. I have some of the VP odds. I'll give you the full thing. This this group, Josh Barton is a guy's name we've had on, are pretty good at assessing. They have fun with it, too. Political odds. Doug Burgum has gone from 500 to 1 to 4 to 1 now. 4 to 1 odds. The governor of North Dakota. And let's see. Yeah, I like to give you not just the odds, but yeah, here it is. Tim Scott's odds have gone from 14 to 1 to 4 to 1. J.D. Vance's odds have gone from 150 to 1, 500 to 1 to 4 to 250 to 1 to 5 to 1. Marco Rubio's odds have gone from 301 to 8 to 1. And Tulsi Gabbard, 28 to 1 to 9 to 1. Somehow or another, odds makers say that Kristi Noem is only 33 to 1. I wouldn't be betting on that. I need much higher odds to say that Governor Noem is going to be Trump's VP choice. Okay? All right. The big story breaking today, though, is this agreement to a ceasefire deal, Hamas says, but no mention of the hostages. So they haven't said, yeah, we'll give you all the hostages back. Meanwhile, Israel is on the outskirts of Rafah, the big area of contention, and I think ready to invade. This will have a lot of consequence to what happens on these college campuses. And the more it happens on college campuses, the more it plays out politically. All right, coming up, I remember the interview we did with former Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund, and very upset, glad he wrote his book. Imagine being fingered, so to speak, as for what happened at the Capitol. He was referenced in this big interview given by the guy who was the communications director for the D.C. National Guard. Key figure, he was on the phone call with General Milley and all these others. And it seems he said in this interview, the bottom line, they wouldn't send the National Guard in at any point. They were afraid Trump would use them to overthrow the government. What? Big issues, big guests. We really enjoyed always talking with former D.C., the Capitol Police Chief, Stephen Sund, author of Courage Under Fire, Under Siege and Outnumbered 58 to 1 on January 6th. And Dan just gave me something set over that I'll ask him about. It was guidance for the District of Columbia National Guard memorandum for the Secretary of the Army without any subsequent personal authorization They are not authorized to be issued weapons, ammo, bayonets, batons, employ any riot control agents, share equipment with law. My God, the list goes on and on and on here. Christopher C. Miller, acting, was the author of this. Let's go to Chief Stephen's son. Chief, welcome back. And you have to feel pretty good, I would hope, after hearing this fellow whistleblower, if you will, reiterate and amplify exactly what you've been saying.
100%. Thank you again for having me back on, Dom. I sat in the first row right behind them. I went down there super early to support them. Four whistleblowers came out. One of them, Colonel Earl Matthews, that's one of the main ones. To have them come out and literally talk about how I was denied support, it gave me some validation over everything I've gone through. I mean, so far, you know, Congress changed the law that affected me. Now the whistleblowers are coming out. I mean, all the dominoes are falling in my direction right now, which I suspect that I knew from day one something was terribly wrong.
And Matthews not only did that, but this extensive interview with the Daily Mail, I think, to me, adds a few more things to it. I like when he said, laughingly, yeah, the D.C. National Guard, mainly made up of African-American males, were going to overthrow the government for Donald Trump. That's why they couldn't be sent in.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting to have him, you know, sitting behind him when he said that, to have him say it. It's just such a joke how the National Guard, I mean, people don't realize, your listeners don't realize, 180 National Guard troops with all their riot gear, they actually took their riot gear, even though they had a memo saying they shouldn't be issued it. They had it in the trunks of their vehicles on traffic posts within eyesight of the Capitol, and they wouldn't move. The D.C. National Guard, whose motto on their shoulder patch is Capitol Guardians, wouldn't move for hours from that location. The New Jersey State Police beat the D.C. National Guard to the Capitol.
Oh, you know, please put that nugget. I haven't heard that, and that really underlines all of this. So who was the architect in the end? We've talked before, but the material you provided, what Matthews said, who was on this call, Stephen, who was the architect, or was it this co-join group that was just going to stop Trump with these fantasies? Who was it that was ordering all this?
So when I get on the call, and it's a whole interesting chain of events, I'm sorry. So I've got a federal law that prevents me from bringing in any resources without first getting Capitol Police Board approval. So it took me 71 minutes for them to finally give me approval after begging. But even while I was waiting on approval, I called the D.C. National Guard commander, said at 1:49, I said, Colonel William Walker, I said, Colonel, please send me everything you got. This is life or death situation. 1:49, think about that. 2:09, I finally get approval from the Capitol Police Board to call in resources. I called Colonel Walker back, said, hey, I finally got official approval. Please send everybody you got. 2:34, they get me on a call with the Pentagon. On the Pentagon call is General Walter Piatt and Colonel Christopher Flynn, among others. Colonel Matthews was also on there in the background. The mayor of the District of Columbia was on there. The chief of the Washington, D.C. Police Department, Robert Conti, was on there. And they made me beg for the use of the National Guard again, explaining exactly why I wanted them. But it was Colonel Piatt that was the one that kept getting in the way, saying he doesn't like the optics of the National Guard on Capitol Hill, and telling me he wasn't going to authorize my request. And I had to beg him again. He said, well, he'll run it up the chain. But he never gave me a notice. He never gave me any response. And I got off that phone call right when Ashley Babbitt was shot, and I actually screamed over the phone. I said, they're shooting inside the Capitol right now. Is that urgent enough for you now? And slammed the phone down. They wouldn't arrive. So think about that. Call was at 2:34. They didn't arrive till 5:40 p.m.
What is it that ultimately, in your view, calls or what you're on and what Matthews has said, how is it they actually got the order to finally come in? Was Trump able to do anything to override that during this period of time?
So, and I've used military on many events in Washington, D.C. for decades. I've sworn in thousands of National Guard troops as special police officers. There's a process under what's called the DISCA, the Defense Support for Civil Authorities. When I'm facing something like I was facing on January 6th, it's called Emergency Response Authority. Your listeners can go right online and type it in, and they'll be able to find it. It reads almost like January 6th, that you have a unexpected civil disobedience that's affecting government operations, and it's beyond your capability. The National Guard, by policy, the commander of the D.C. National Guard is supposed to send them in. This memo that you have took that absolutely away from him. So they should have gone to the president. They should have been sending me resources while going to the president and seeking approval. Christopher Miller said he never went to the president because he felt he had all the approval. Well, if that's the case, why did he issue this memo taking that authorization away from the commander of the D.C. National Guard? It doesn't make any sense at all. So I think it's a group of people. I think you have, you know, Christopher Miller that put out this memo that affected the response, at Walter Piatt, you know, repeatedly denying my request. And think about this. This is another one you may not have heard. While I'm begging for assistance at the Capitol, and they're not sending me anybody, even though there's troops with an eyesight, you know what they're doing? They're taking Pentagon resources and sending them to generals' homes to protect the general homes that aren't even under.
No, I haven't heard that, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's just it. It doesn't surprise you because people are losing such faith in some of these institutions.
Yes, and a lot of this undercuts a lot of what is could be the big trial at some point. I mean, you're seeing the first trial here with Alvin Bragg. By the time we get to Jack Smith, you think you'll be called as a witness in any of these trials, particularly the January 6th trial?
I don't know. Don't know. I know at one point they had my name on one of the witness lists down at Hill that they were floating around. But who knows? You know, all I know is whatever they say when I go down there, it'll be the 100% the truth.
Chief, what is it like for you now, too? Are you in law enforcement again, or is this difficult because of what happened here?
I'm not in law enforcement right now. I'm doing some teaching. I'm doing some lecturing.
Okay.
I've actually been asked by some agencies across the country to consider coming back into it. I don't know if my family can put up with it. And right now, I feel bad. Law enforcement across the country is not being treated the way they should be. So I'm an advisor for a group called Citizens Behind the Badge. It's a nonprofit that supports. I'm just an advisor that supports law enforcement and see what we can do to turn things around for them.
Well, look, I'm so glad Matthews has come forward because usually what happens, and you told me a couple things today I didn't know. I haven't heard anywhere else. Somebody else will come forward, hopefully. And then this will get out there. And again, whatever the was General Milley a major player in this, or do you think you mentioned this colonel that you really and we've seen this before where somebody maybe to curry favor with somebody higher up or they didn't like Trump or whatever it would be, jumps in and a colonel seems to be directing this based upon what you told me.
You know, you've got that. You've got Ryan McCarthy, who was the Secretary of the Army, who didn't even come to my headquarters when I was asking for assistance. He went to MPD's headquarters because he was trying to get favor from what I'm hearing from the D.C. mayor because he wanted a position in Biden's cabinet. It gets crazy when you think about it all the way around. And Milley, I've never heard anything about him being on the call, but I now know that Milley had such concerns about violence at the Capitol on January 6th that he talked about locking down the city and revoking permits on Capitol Hill. I'm the one that signs those permits. No one ever told me about the violence he was worried about.
It is such a failure, too. Sorry that you're the one caught up in it, but glad to hear that you're back in some role. The book, Courage Under Fire, Under Siege and Outnumbered 58-1 on January 6th, is still available all over the place. Please, anything that you're going to be engaged in, Stephen, we want to promote. I thank you for the honesty, and I'm very glad that Matthews jumping in on this gives an added voice and a little bit of a different angle to it, particularly as an African-American male saying, really, the D.C. National Guard was going to overthrow the country for President Trump? That's one of the things you were afraid of?
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Chief, he's a stand-up guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Chief, thank you, and please keep us in your loop anytime. We'd love to have you back.
I will. Thank you, Don.
All right. Former Capitol Hill Police Chief Stephen Sund here on Talk Radio 1210. Big issues, big guests. This Matthews interview caught my attention over the weekend. Extensive with Daily Mail. You heard a blizzard of stuff, he just said, as far as what actually happened here. And Matthews is even more direct. He was fully on those calls, too. So 855-839-1210. You know that's the big trial. That's what Democrats are going to be running on. Abortion, democracy, / January 6th. Played you the cut today of the Biden campaign manager saying we're going to have shorter speeches. We can't say abortion, abortion, abortion enough. January 6th, enough. I played you Tom Cotton, too, at the beginning of the show, senator from Arkansas, really doing an effective job pushing back not only on the 2020 election, but also on the issue of January 6th. Stephen's son, you can't do better than that is what's breaking around this interview with Daily Mail with the guy who was communications director for the D.C. National Guard on that fateful day. This is a new level. Even for Will Bunch. All right, people routinely call Trump Mussolini, fascist, Hitler. But Will Bunch of the Philadelphia Inquirer goes completely out there. He says Trump is Attila the Hun, poised to ransack a morally decadent U.S. empire. He threatens an even worse authoritarianism than the American police state that's currently silencing campus protests. So Trump is even going to be worse than those ghastly cops and university presidents who are saying, move along now, kids. Go home. Stop your nonsense. Put down all the barriers and your plywood and everything else. Now Trump, remember, is Attila the Hun. Hitler wasn't enough. It's a new one. Also, Maxine, in honor of Tom Maher, who called her Kerosene Maxine Waters, just moments ago says that Trump is training brigades in the hills around the country. If he loses, they're going to sweep into cities, etc. Maxine Waters, I got her on the show the night, I never forget, I was doing overnights at DB, so it goes back a ways, of the L.A. riots in the case of Rodney King, okay? And she said to me, first time out of the box after the pleasantries, those are not businesses, they're Korean stores. Somehow or another distinguishing, because of the Koreans, they could be burned, set on fire, Molotov cocktails, until the Koreans, you have what, Dan?
I have the clip if you want it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This is a man who we better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right wing organizations that he's connected with, who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, what communities they're going to attack.
All right, there you go. That's the latest, Attila the Hun and Maxine Waters. As I said, that night getting her on, she represented the area where most of the violence was in L.A. It took a lot, a few minutes before the hang up, but something like, those are not businesses. Those are Korean stores. And the Koreans started being on the rooftops of their businesses with weapons, and that wasn't acceptable either. All right, hit us with a hat. Saw this on Twitter, thought it was a fun question. Prominent movie or TV, a hat that you plays out. It could either be the hat or the person wearing the hat, more likely using the hat as a prop. There have been tons of them. Let's go to Tony in Delco. And Tony, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing today?
Good, Tony.
So before I get to my hat, I heard the Tom Brady thing,
yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, am I racist because I know what he's talking about? Or is his claim that Philly's racist and then greasing the polls with the people there, or is that racist?
Yeah,
didn't
well,
he just,
yeah.
I can't understand.
Particularly when you play in Boston, and particularly, look, I'm not a huge fan. I realize how hard it is after a hard-fought, unbelievable game. Shake hands and all. Sometimes it's too buddy-buddy. But it would have been appropriate to shake Nick Foles' hand at some point to say, I just messed up. This guy is got a lot of baggage. He really does.
I think that he didn't shake Manning's hand either.
Oh, well, they did roast him on that. Manning said he couldn't be there because he already torched him twice. He didn't want to roast him a third time since he beat him twice. Yes. Got a chuckle out of Dan in there, biggest Manning fan that we know of. Yes.
That's great. So I have my, you know, I don't know if you can remember this show, but I watched it when I was a kid. Hee Haw was a great show. And I just remember that lady wearing a hat, Minnie Pearl, with the price tag on it.
Yep, exactly. I think she did the old Nashville Opry, too. But, yeah, that qualifies. Hee Haw has gotten better over the years in the eyes of a lot of people. The State Department seems to not know what this agreement is. I understand that Hamas says it's agreed to a ceasefire deal, but still no mention of the hostages. All right. Some of this driven by the fact that Israel is massing to go into that more populated area. I hope they do, and that they take care of business, and once and for all, they stop Hamas, which seems to still be a major presence in Gaza. But if they don't let the hostages go, and it's going to be interesting, too, to see how they account for how many hostages they murdered one way or another. The tale of the hostages, will the media cover that, what they have been forced to? You know, we haven't seen enough documentation so that they can't lie about this, of what happened on October 7th, okay? But it does look like these people on college campuses are going to stay there for a while longer. I don't know that this will have any impact until we see exactly what happens, whether this ceasefire has been achieved or not. Biden, too, wanting to buy time here, not sending ammo off to Israel. Of course, couldn't wait to send all the stuff that we need to Ukraine. All right, coming up, there's a new book out about how Catholics might just be able to save America. Somewhat tongue-in-cheek. And the guy who wrote it has the catechism, the Catholic catechism. You know, the thing that if you're a Catholic, we've all seen this, right? Back to the milk bottles, the mortal and venial sin. He says there's only one paragraph out of all those 2,845, I think it is, paragraphs in the catechism that deals with immigration. Then he lays out what it is. And he talks about why the Catholic Church, why immigrants ought to be following this if they want the sanction of the Catholic Church and others. All right, so we'll get to all that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.